Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to do healings with everyone. So there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax and allow the healings to take place. We're going to be doing probably three special healings tonight. I've been talking to people on the phone, and what came up in the last week is we'll do some sample healings of spells and curses and hexes. We'll do some parallel life clearings, and we'll do century clearings, that's past life. But we'll first do an introduction here. So the light ship comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus resides on and is from. And the light ship is what did his healings with the people 2,000 years ago, and also the ascension teachings and the philosophy about coming into your heart center and not to go outside of yourself to attract your other energies to you that are not of the light. And the light ship comes every 2,000 years to clear away the densities from its creation so that it can regain total light frequency again. So everything has to be in 100% light after the universal shift, and that's what it's doing now, is helping to clean out these discordant energies that we're all faced with, at least on this planet here. But it's a much more broader and wider scope from the light ship perspective itself. But since we're not there and understanding what's really happening, they're here to help us in the ascension process. And remember, the light has to regain 100% of its light frequency, which means that when the darkness has crept in, it has to get rid of the darkness. So what happens during the ascension time, the darkness energy gets released. And one way we can look at it is that the mind energy that we all have that keeps us in separation from the divine love, spiritual truth, is eliminated. And that's another way of looking at it is mind control that we have here. That's why we're going to be doing a healing now on spells and curses and hexes, because that is all mind thought transmissions from someone to you. And these should not even be happening here. Unfortunately, they cause a lot of harm, and if you get hit enough with these here from people around you, either known to you or unknown, or even extraterrestrial energies, it can actually cause people to die. So, enough of that. So, light ship comes to regain its integrity. What happens at the universal shift is that the whole universe is dematerialized instantly, and whatever can hold on to the love spirit energy in the physical life form that it's in, 100%, then it will be able to do the ascension process. And if not, then the normal process is that blueprint of that body will no longer exist because it can't hold spiritual integrity. The spirit that would be in that body will then move on to a maybe higher state of consciousness, or at least have a choice and chance to go where it wishes to go to at the point in time when the universe is turned back on again. So you can kind of think of it as like a large electromagnet, and right now there's current being supplied to that magnet, and once it's released, all the negativity, which would be the metal filings, are released, which is the dark side, and the light ship then collects everything that it created in the light because it resonates to that only, and from there it starts over again. I know they're doing a lot of work right now to help out us down here, and a lot of the things that have happened recently, if you haven't noticed, your skies are a lot bluer than what they used to be, so you may check that out for yourself. They brought new frequencies in about a month ago for that. The mountains and trees don't have auras any longer. That was probably about 3 years ago. The rainbow has changed. And I believe they're starting to work with water down here and also the oxygen that we're breathing. But this is all energy that the light ship is bringing in toward the ascension. And these are normal frequencies that would come in more than likely each 2,000 years. And we're just down here living like regular people. So again, just sit back and relax. And we'll start to do some healing now. We're going to first do entity clearing. Looks like somebody's lost some audio again. So I don't know what that's about, but maybe if somebody could do a fast chat on her and just tell her what media player you're using, that would be helpful. So We're going to take out entities now. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on. I do this on every show to get you more into spiritual integrity. Who you are is your spirit, but it has to be with you as it looks out of your eyes. So this is why we are here, to bring in more of the divine essence of who you are. So taking them out of your legs right now, both legs at one time. There we go. And we'll bring in more of your spirit fragments that left you from pain and trauma, anxieties, fear, anything that's not of love energy that your physical body's experiencing when your spirit is in that realm and it gets too hard for it, too dense, and this parts of the spirit leaves, these little fragments, moment by moment. So here comes more of yourself to yourself and to your legs, and your spirit and your heart center is helping with this clearing and healing. So here we go, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to work on your hip joints, hip sockets, pelvis area. So again, just sit back and relax as we take away these energies of entities. And remember, if you're in pain, that they can be attracted by that pain, resonate to it, and come to you and cause you more pain. So we're doing a release right now. There we go. And what's happening with the, I'll talk as I'm doing the clearing here. Remember, the earth spirit is going to ascend this time around. And so it has to come into full spiritual integrity with itself. So it's pulling its energies back to itself so that it can regain its full 100% spirit energy. And this is why the light ship is helping the spirit here on the planet to do that, and this is why you're seeing changes happening. Because it has to get released from the densities in order for it to do the ascension. And remember, the earth spirit is as big as this planet, so it's a very, very large spirit as compared to you and your body. So here we go, and it's very, very powerful. This is why I don't recommend doing any type of collective group gatherings where they're doing prayer circles, connecting with other people to maybe open up, heaven forbid, vortexes. That brings the dark side in, stargates, etc. There's a lot of that going on now. Somehow the dark side connects to these practitioners and tells them how great it is to open up this divine vortex to bring in healing energy. That's the worst thing you could ever do. And it's a two-way street, remember. Once you open that up, you're connected to that dark force energy. And the practitioner may look like a wonderful person, but you don't know how they're being used. This is why I always connect you to your mind, from your mind to your heart, so that you're able to discern the difference here. And eventually, after you do this a bunch of times, it'll be pretty automatic for you. And this is where you're only saving grace is with yourself, is to connect with your divinity inside of yourself. It's not outside of yourself. It's always with you. And this is how you must go and live your life, to see what practitioner you wish to go to and to understand your own spiritual identity. So here we go. We're bringing in more of your spirit into your body. And I'll count to 10 again. The reason why I count numbers is because we have to command the energy. So I'm going to count to 10 like I normally do. So here comes your spirit into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to go above the waist. So we're going to be doing your internal organs now. So below your shoulders, waist above. So here we go. Taking away more entities here. And I see in the fast chat that there's chemtrails in Florida here. Yeah, I can't say anything about the chemtrails. That's done here on this planet. I can't say that the light ship is going to take them away, because I have no idea about that. But they are doing purifications on the air. And that's a normal process. So remember, the light ship is out of time, and it created everybody on this planet that have souls in their bodies, or spirits in their bodies. And there's naturally people that are walking around that don't have that. And then there's artificial intelligent bodies, too, that look like humans. And there's also extraterrestrials here walking around that look like humans, too. So we have a lot of things happening here. But if the light ship created them and they have a soul in their body, this is what the light ship is concerned with. Everything else will no longer exist in the frequencies of light. They'll be dropped out and have to go back to their dark universe of energy. And or probably be terminated as they're taking away your free choice of who you are, which is the main premise for having the energy of light. So the energy of light gives free choice for everything. There's no judgment. Okay, coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do your neck area. So you can focus on that if you would. And we'll also activate the light beam. So if you're brand new to the program, go to Creation Lightship Healing. You can pick today's date at 7 o'clock and click on it. Scroll down a little bit over an inch on the scroll bar beneath the blinking flower. And you see a beautiful light beam there. And we'll probably do a water charging tonight. We just got through doing that on the conference call here. I do water charging for people for $60 for the whole month. We do it on Wednesdays. It's an hour and a half conference call. So you get a whole month of charged water, 7 containers at a time once a week, for $60. It's just wonderful. And that time starts at 5:30 my time, Pacific Standard Time, just before this call here on BBS Radio. So we're going to bring energies now into your neck. Your spirit energy coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And like I said, get a glass of water ready. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. We're going to activate the light beam right now. Then we'll be working with our shoulders. So just kind of watch the picture on your monitor. And she's going to come in here. There's many light beings that like to come in and share their energies with us here, their love. They connect heart to heart. And this one's coming in here. And so you're going to see the light rays change a little bit around her forehead. Her face may become more three-dimensional. And her eyes emit beautiful white light. And she's almost done here. Just kind of watch your monitor. If you have a good sense for feeling energy, you might want to put your hand in front of your monitor screen and kind of go back and forth slowly, maybe a foot away, up and down, back and forth, and you actually feel her energy coming into your palm chakra. Okay. Neck feels good. Now we're going to do your shoulders, rotator cuffs, on down to the tip of your fingers here. And take away these entities here. There we go. They're being released right now. There we go. I see someone out there with maybe a skin problem here, so we'll work on that right now, too, taking away entities there. Could have been a burn or something, but that's what I'm picking up, some type of skin, maybe infection, irritation. There we go, coming out. There we go. They're released, bringing more of your spirit to you. Remember, your spirit's what heals you. This is why you want to have your spirit with you in your body, to be the conduit for the love energy for healing. So coming into your body more, and your spirit's also directing this into your arms and fingertips. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do the top of your head and your whole head. So here we go, taking away entities there. And if you have any head problems, you might feel the energy change a little bit with you. There we go, coming out. That feels pretty good, a little bit more. Great. Okay, coming now into your body more, into your head. So counting again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment to allow your spiritual body energies to provide healing through all of your other energetic bodies. So here we go. going to your heart center, heart chakra, moving that around so it's positioned properly within your physical body structure. There we go. Going around now to your throat chakra, perfect. Third eye, great. Power chakra, that needs some help with some people. There, it's kind of tight here. Maybe some confrontational energy here. Moving it around, this is your personal power. There, now it's moving. Good. Second chakra. Good, and first chakra. Okay, now we'll do an opening if you wish. I normally go body width for people. And if you want to go more, we can go more. I'll first do body width and just see if you like it there. You can always tell your chakras to stop where they are. Most chakras are a couple inches in diameter, and I like to go body width so you get more healing. So here we go, heart chakra. I use the word spin to, again, command the energy. So spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And going down out of the power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Great. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And this you may want to do daily. You can just use this example as we do this here with you. Think of your forehead being the 10th floor. And we're having an elevator going down, which will carry your mind energy, your mental body down into your heart center. This is where it has to surrender. This is where your spirit resides. So here we go. We'll be dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Going down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you're in your heart center, and talk to your spirit, request your healing. I'll put some music on so you can just be there in the peace and joy of your own divinity. To get your glass of water right now and just put it in front of you and put one hand on each side of it, and this beautiful light beam is going to do the water charging for you. They put in special light codes into the water just for you, what you need right now at this particular time. put your hands on both sides of the water. You might want to watch the light beam on your monitor screen. And now she's starting to activate the water for you. This normally takes about 10, 15 seconds, so you might sense or feel your hands maybe heating up. They might be getting warm, they might pulsate, they might tingle. And you might even see, some people actually say they see colors coming off of their fingertips going into the water. And like I normally say, men are about 1% can actually maybe sense, feel the energy, and which is 1 out of 100, and women are about 50-50. So if you're one of those that don't feel or sense anything, believe me, it's working anyway. And I know people who've been on the conference calls who couldn't really feel anything at first, all of a sudden maybe after being up on the light ship maybe for maybe 5 to 10 hours through the different sessions that I have, they start to become more intuitive and they do start seeing colors. Okay, this water feels great, so take it and have a sip of water right now. Mine's very, very fluid this time. Very good tasting. It goes down instantly. So I guess we could start with doing some healing here. I do special sessions for these, but this is just a sample. So what we're going to do is have you pick a problem that you're dealing with, typically a physical illness. And we're going to be taking away energies from you that are related to that illness. So the first thing we're going to do is spells, curses, and hexes. Remember, this is New Age metaphysics, having your mind control your reality. And when that happens is you start controlling other people's reality against their free will. And it's the same process of witchery, you know, witchcraft, sorcery, etc. So it's the same thing that people are doing to think they're bringing good into their life by projecting their thoughts out. Remember, somebody has to surrender their will to you in order for that to happen, especially if you want to find a parking place. So when you start looking at what they're teaching you now with New Age metaphysics, it doesn't look too good. Why they didn't come up with using heart energy in place of mind energy, I have no clue, but all I can say is that the darkness does work with mind energy, and so the people with good intentions were probably controlled by the dark side. So here we go. We're going to work with spells, curses, and hexes. So I want you to think of an illness that you might have or a condition in your body, and that could be contributed to you by these negative energies that somebody transmitted to you with your thoughts. So here we go. We're going to do a clearing here. I'll count to 10 to command the energy away. The light ship is doing this for you. And I do private sessions with this here for the spell energies. And this, normally I charge $300 for it. So here we go. I work through your whole lifetime from your current age back to in the womb. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's released. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Another release, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm getting pretty hot, so somebody's getting a really nice clearing. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll do another set of four here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, next we're going to do a clearing here, a sample clearing of a parallel life clearing. Most people have probably, say, 200, 300 to 500 parallel lives besides the one here. This one here is a real one for you. All the other ones are fabricated with artificial intelligent bodies by the dark side. And because your spirit's been trapped here for so long, it thinks that it has to go into these bodies. And so the dark side creates bodies that look physical, and your spirit thinks that it has to be in them to do the healing aspect too. They create an earth like ours. So it's all done just through fabrication. And another way of talking about this is just think of your different computer programs where you can insert and create images upon another image, much like Photoshop, and there's other images out there, other programs that can do this, where you're making something from nothing. And this is how they do this same process here. So here we go. Remember, when you're not here, where are you? This is the one that I always ponder on. Remember, the light ship takes you up to the light ship when you're not here, out of time. Now, that out of time period, which to you doesn't really exist because you think that you're always here, but this is where the dark side can steal souls. So remember, you're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. So when you're turned off, where are you? You're probably stuck in parallel lives, being forced there. And what happens is, the negative aspect is, if you have a body condition that isn't too good, maybe you have heart trouble, maybe in 50 of these parallel lives, then your spirit will bring back that energy to you, and you may have a heart condition because of that. And many other things can happen very similarly. So this is kind of how it works. So think of your same illness now, and just kind of take notes if you feel any changes in your body, like from the first healing here. So what we're going to do is select the lives that you are choosing to select through whatever energies you're dealing with now, some type of physical problem, and we're going to take away those lifetimes, pull your spirit out of those so that you can be here and not in those lifetimes where maybe you have lung problems, heart problems, maybe you have a smoking addiction, etc. So here we go. First lifetime, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're brought back. Another parallel life. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Another parallel life. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Another one. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And another. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's number 5. I'll do 10 lifetimes here. One more. This is just a sample. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And number 8. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 9. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the last one, number 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So just take a note now. You might just scan your body, see how you feel. I'll put some music on so you can sample these two different energies here. And just see how your body is responding to having a healing from having these parallel lives and the spells, curses, and hexes taken off of you. Ask your spirit. Go inside and see if you need any further clearing or not. It will tell you. On the fast chat, Lightheart said that her water tastes like Tang. That's good. And then Marie asked, on the parallel life clearing, is it sealed? Do we ever go back there again? Yet once you're pulled out of that lifetime, yes. The body's still there because, remember, it's still a fabrication of the dark side that looks like humans, artificial intelligent bodies, but you will not be going back to that particular body ever again. So here we go. We're going to be doing another clearing here. We'll be doing the sensory clearing. This is what I call a past life clearing. It starts from this point in time, and it's much like the emotional clearing that I do, but it covers all lifetimes from your initial incarnation on planet Earth. And I've been back so far, I think, to probably about, I'm just guessing, maybe about 85,000 years with people. Most people come in, I'd say between, probably 20 to 40,000 years. So you have a lot of lifetimes here. Remember, you should only have one lifetime, but the dark side has held you captive to take your energy. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is here. So, here we go. This is, we'll do some clearing here. Again, think of your physical problem that you're dealing with. And we'll just select according to what you're thinking of as far as your physical problems. We'll do some sensory clearing. So, here we go. We'll do five of these for you. So this will be what you're dealing with right now. It'll be a lifetime that you had. Either your spirit wasn't healed completely, but more than likely it's your genetic cell memory that's causing the problem. 99.9% of the time, your spirit is almost always healed because it has to be, in a sense, brainwashed to come back here. You may understand that. I'm kind of saying that in tongue-in-cheek, but I think if anybody listening really had their choice of coming back here, what they've experienced by the time they hit probably, at least 20 years of age here, they wouldn't want to come back again. So here we go. First lifetime, and I don't know what year it's going to be, but here we go. So we'll count backwards again. So this is going to clear away from you part of these energies that could be harming you. That's a carryover. So genetic carry over from your ancestors. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, cleared. Second lifetime, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Third lifetime, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fourth lifetime, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And fifth lifetime, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, I'll just put some music on and you can have this experience of communing with your spirit and your heart center, and just see how you feel now about your individual situation. Thank you. another sample clearing. I'll do a mental clearing for everybody. This is your mental body. And I'll go back 5 years from today. So from your last birthday to now, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Second year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 years back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 5 years back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now we'll do the sample of the emotional clearing. And these healings I charge $5 times your age. To take your age times 5, and takes upwards to an hour to do these. And then you're freed of these negative energies in these bodies here. And the starting one is the emotional clearing. It's the most important that you could ever have. It's 3 clearings in one. It's a physical healing, clearing from traumas. It clears out the traumas out of your emotional body and then out of your spirit. Remember, if your spirit's wounded, you're going to have an awful hard time healing. So here we go. Same process from now to your last birthday. Emotional clearing. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back, 1 full year, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 2nd year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 3rd year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, 4th year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, and 5 years back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Now we'll do a feeling body. This is like icing on the cake for some people who've had the emotional clearing. Although some people only live in their feeling body. They don't know about emotions. So there's different types of people out there. Typically, women are more emotional than men. So men are mental. So that's why I do both mental and emotional clearings. But here's the feeling body. Same process. Now to your last birthday. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2nd year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3rd year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4th. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 5th. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now I'll do a sensory body. This is how your body inputs senses. To check out your surroundings, and some people get sensory overloaded. This could be problems with food, problems with seeing too many people at one time, maybe in a closed area, and just anything like that. So here we go, maybe sensitivity to smells. So here we go. From now to your last birthday for sensory body. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Next year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. So let me just check the fast chat out here. Looks like I have a kitty that has bleeding when it urinates here. And I'm checking out stuff here. What we'll do is some healing here. We're going to bring in the light being again, and you can request healing. I'm going to first put you in your body a little stronger. So what we're going to have now is your spirit coming in through your feet. Normally when your spirit comes in, it'll come in through your heart or maybe your crown chakra. But it doesn't really want to go all the way down into your waist. And so we're going to bring you now in through the bottom of your feet. And I have had people claim that their feet got warm instantly during this process because naturally you had no spirit energy there in your legs. And at that point, you can't get healing. So we're going to now take you out of your body instantly and put you back in to the bottom of your feet, coming up to your ankles, knees, waist. Great. Okay. And coming out again. And coming back in again to the bottom of your feet. So in and out, and in and out, and in and out, 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 in and out. There we go. So you should feel a little denser in your body, a little heavier. This is perfectly normal. When you're in your body, you feel dense because you're connected to your physical body. When you're out of your body, then your body is going to feel light to you because you don't have the consciousness of being here. And you're out there someplace, hopefully not too far away. So here we go. Let's see here. Yeah, I'll do a planetary release now from people. This will be just a, we'll do a couple planets here. So here we go. There's many planets that attach to us. These are extraterrestrial energies. Could be from the dark side, typically. What I talk about is, you know, why do we have here the astrology on how planets can control your life? That doesn't sound like it's love energy. And then you have the horror scope. I use the extra word letters in there for horror, which is pretty sad to actually see it physically when astrologers do readings on you. Quite awful to have something outside of yourself controlling you all the time. That should not happen. That's the dark side infiltrating us here. So the gifted people who are astrologers and people who are psychic who can read the future, they're also reading the dark side script of what's going to happen to you. So this is what remote viewers do. Remember, the light only works in the now. So I want to be very clear with this here so you understand what I'm telling you. The light's only in the now, and it's only in this moment in time. There's absolutely really nothing that can be out there in the future. The past is the past, but the future hasn't been created yet. So people say, well, gee, how can a remote viewer look, you know, in the future, you know, 10, 20 years and see certain things? Well, they're reading the dark side script. It's the same process as how we're now able to read the Old Testament, the Bible code, and to insert different segments, predetermined settings as far as spacing of words, etc., or letters to bring up words to see what happened in the past. So that's the way the dark side has come here, and they brought it into a sacred test, naturally, that would not be destroyed. And this is how they find out what they're going to be doing next, according to their dirty deeds. So this is one way that they operate here. And I'm sure there's other things, too, that they actually use, but this is one that's very obvious once you start looking at it. And it doesn't take probably much more than a second-grade education to figure out, gee, you know, if it can work one way, why can't it work the other? So here we go. We're going to put you into your body a little stronger, connect you to your heart, and then I'll have you go inside and get your own spiritual guidance here. So here we go, coming more into your body. I'm going to drop your heart, open up your mind, drop it down into your heart. So here we go. I'm going to move this energy body down. So we're dropping down, like we did at the beginning of the program. So coming down, so 10th floor is your head, awakening consciousness, coming down, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, coming into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit back and kind of communicate to your spirit. You should be doing this daily. And have a nice experience here and ask for guidance and healing. also ask the light being for healing. Having a special healing session this coming Saturday. It's a four-hour conference call. The cost on it is $60, and this is going to be having the new energies brought in for the year 2008 month by month. So you're going to be able to experience them, 12 different energies for the ascension process. And you're able to then, as you feel these energies, you can write your affirmations if you wish, and at least know what you're going to be sensing during that time. So if you're interested in getting on that call, just contact me and I can give you the PIN number, and you can just send me a check in the mail or money order. And you can go to my website, creationlightshift.com, and then on the left side where the links are, just go on to the donation location there, and it gives the information where to send the check to and how to make it out. We're going to bring in the male light beings right now. This is very popular for a lot of people. And here they come. And the light ship healing that we're doing on the four-hour session will also include seven containers of water with special light codes. So if you had your water tonight and you like it, well, you're getting 7 gallons of it if you wish to get that much. So here we go. Here comes the male light beings coming in. And again, you can request healing. Remember, this is all heart-based healing, nothing to do with the mind. The mind is in complete, direct opposition to the light. And that's the mind matrix. Like I said earlier, it deals with, you know, voodoo and sorcery, etc., using thought to control your energy. And it's also being transmitted by the negative extraterrestrials that's outside of our planet to us to take our energy. So all that should be here is heart energy. This is how you were created. So here comes these male light beams. And we'll bring them in 10% here. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And someone said that their feet got warm. They had cold feet before, so they had a healing on their feet. That's wonderful. So 2% coming in. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay. Now we're going to go to 3%. Stronger, 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 stronger. That's good. And some more here, 4%. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, now we're going to 5%, and you should feel your room kind of buzzing. Stronger, 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 stronger. Okay, 6%, and the males come in groups of three. There's three doctor light beams who come in at the same time here. So 6%, stronger. Okay, and 7%. Stronger. Okay, and 8%. Stronger. 9%. Stronger, and stronger. And the last one here, 10%. Stronger, and stronger. Okay, just had a comment on the fat chat. A person's son wasn't feeling too well, and so he felt horrible, and now he's laughing and humming, so that's good. Light beams came in to change the attitude there for healing. If you like what you've experienced, I have one-hour conference calls Mondays and Fridays for only $20. It starts 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and you can contact me for that information. And hope that you can come on those calls. It's very nice, and especially the ones that I have that are 4 hours in length. And our next call after this Saturday will be on the 19th, which will be different than the one coming up this Saturday, but it's going to be an ascension preparation like we do once a month. So hope to see you there. And the time's getting a little short here. So I'd like to say blessings to all of you, and hope you had a happy new year. And I do appreciate the ones that have sent donations to keep this program on the air. It is costly for me, and it is like an exchange of energy. If I only had $5 from each person listening, it would cover the whole show for the whole month on the four times that we're on each week. So if you can afford that and you feel like you're getting something out of these sessions, you know, I would really appreciate it, because it does cost me money to do healings for people here. And I wish it wasn't that way, but that's the way life is. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and enjoy the beautiful light beams that are here. They'll be with you for probably about a half an hour. You may want to leave the light beam up on your monitor screen and just sit back and relax and request healing. And we'll see you coming up this Friday, and our show is at 9 o'clock at night. For back Easter, it'll be at midnight. So blessings to all of you, and hope you've had a wonderful experience today. Bye.